pa' y agua pa' la seca. Todo el mundo en pastilla en la discoteca.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the RSL Show. This is your host slash producer, Andy Munoz. And we've got across the table from me...
You got Josh Clark here.
You look like Joe Rogan.
Oh. A little bit. Because I cut my hair off?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a compliment or you're trying to hurt my feelings. Whoever... Well, each listener can take that whichever direction they want.
You guys believe the same thing, though.
About aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently he doesn't believe in aliens anymore.
Not anymore?
No.
Crazy.
That's what I heard anyway.
That's Josh Clark. What's yes. up?
What's
How are
up?
You?
I'm good. It's hot.
Are those new piercings? Your nose?
No, they're not.
You just look different.
It's because I buzzed my head.
Yeah.
I got really hot the other day and I buzzed my head.
You pulled a Pedro.
I did. I pulled a Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
Nice.
I got really hot and I cut my hair.
Yeah. Isaac.
Yo, what is up, guys? How you guys doing?
He's projecting.
We had a coaching session.
I got to scream into the mic now.
Maybe not scream, but you got to not... Mumble.
Oh, yeah, not...
You're not on NPR, Isaac.
Yeah, okay.
This is a very professional, unprofessional situation, but you need to talk a little louder.
Okay, I'll try to talk louder.
Just don't pull a Jake and blow out people's ears.
Oh.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah, if Mitch were here, he'd have your back.
Yeah.
He would.
Yeah, that's just, you know, Mitch.
Just need to get better mics.
No.
The amount of mics we have purchased, good sir?
No.
Yeah,
many. I just got here.
Many.
Horrible.
Be thankful for these ones.
Yeah. You're a bad person, Isaac. All right. Yeah. Junior producer. He's here. And then to my right, he cut off his Lego hair. I'm so upset about it. First off, before we even introduce you, dude, so be honest. Why did you get a haircut? Is it because you're famous now?
No. No, I got a haircut because I just got tired of it. It's hot, just kind of like Josh.
Yeah.
It's really hot outside, and so I was like, I don't want to keep getting the sweat and waving my hair out of my face, and so I just cut it.
Looks good.
Thank you.
You got thick hair, dude.
I do. I get that a lot,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys ever saw. I used to have it down to my shoulders back a year ago. If you see the very first episode of El Show RSL,
yeah.
I have the long hair in there.
What inspired growing the hair?
COVID? Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, so here's a true test of your age and we're trying to kind of break the barriers here because Josh and I were a lot older than you two guys. You guys are kind of like the newer voice, right? Some may like it, some may not like it, some may love it, but you guys are going to pull a new audience. But I want to just kind of prove your age right now. Did you go to an actual barber? Or did you go to, a Grey Clips for your haircut?
I went to my friend is an actual barber.
Okay.
He has his own little shop in his basement.
You want to plug
it's
it?
It's pretty cool. Yeah, sure. Gary the Barber, hit him up. He's out based on West Valley.
On Instagram?
On Instagram, yeah. He's on Instagram. Gary the Barber.
Wow. Isaac, who?
If you could see your sycamore,
yeah, I took my hat off. Let me put it back on.
Man, dude, your hair looks like the Beavis and Butthead hairdo right now. It's dope, though. I like it.
Yeah, I need to go get it cut.
No, I think you should grow the mullet out.
Oh, no, I am, but okay. It's just the sides and everything. And But the Absolute Barber, I know you guys didn't ask, but he's really good. He's really good at Servant and Magna.
That's today's show. We're just going
to
be plugging.
I've hit him up for a haircut a few times, and I keep not going because every time I go to a Squarespace, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
To schedule.
You have an Android?
No, I have an iPhone. Hmm. I'm not a psychopath.
Yeah. The coolest haircut that Isaac ever got was in Las Vegas. And it was an industrial part of town. Dude, the guy that cut your mullet over there, that was sick. Dude, that was the cleanest haircut I've ever seen.
Will you get steps on the sides?
Steps?
Yeah.
I can ask.
Yeah, and then do a little line in your eyebrow too.
Yeah.
Might as well, man.
You're young enough to it.
Yeah. We're just living vicariously right? through these young dudes.
I can't grow this mullet or do steps or have a little line in my eyebrow, so you have to.
How rad is it, though? He's my friend in his basement. Dude, I got a tattoo, in a freaking bedroom by some kid, and now he's, one of the best tattoo artists, employs tattoo artists in Salt Lake City. So we'll plug Tiger Claw Tattoo, Shay McAfee. Yep. All right. Cool. Let's talk about Real Salt Lake. We're not the other RSL podcast that talks about personal stories and personal lives for an hour, dude. I'm not even exaggerating, bro. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I do, because you give them crap every time we say them.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Don't say the name.
I won't, but I do know who you're talking about.
I don't think I do.
No, you've never listened
Alex
to
Alex trying
that?
To keep the peace.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, no, he's the peacekeeper, bro.
I don't think I do.
He's too new.
Yeah, you're too... You haven't been tainted, bro. You're gonna get a lot of hate here soon for being affiliated with the RSL show, the best podcast in Salt Lake City.
Just generally the best one.
Yeah. All right.
Why aren't we winning whatever the local awards are for best podcast?
We should. We have a lot of high reviews.
Is there a best in Utah for that?
I think there is.
I think you guys got a good shot, or I guess we got a good shot.
Definitely, we don't know.
Yeah. No.
If we won that, I would say so. No one was against us.
I would make a championship belt just to.
I would too. Like I would definitely go wild with it, yeah. But I'd also question it. Are we one of one?
I would show it like my media pass. Just up in the air.
Yeah. All right.
I'd expect an entrance, like entrance music when we walked in the stadium.
All right. You guys are talking over one another. We're not going to do
that. You
just
got us too excited. I'm sorry.
Because we're not.
Okay. Continue. Let's talk about soccer.
All right. Let's talk about soccer. So a few things. The RSL show, again, one of the best RSL podcasts. Like, it's not even a freaking contest, guys. Like, we have content out on the podcast apps, right? Whatever. Anybody could do that. But we're also on YouTube. And then, you know, big news, we were featured, the video that we made with Stevenson Sylvester, former Utah Utes and former NFL linebacker for the Steelers. It was on KSL.
Pretty
Channel
wild.
5 on TV. Did you watch it?
No.
Yeah, you were...
I watched it on YouTube, but...
Yeah, we featured you. I featured you.
Did you change my name?
No, I just put Josh Clark on there.
You should have changed my name like you said you were going to.
Yeah, but... Yeah, so we're creating a lot of video content. That's something that a lot of other podcasts won't do or can't do or watch this. Because I'm saying this, a lot of them are going to start doing it. I don't know why I've got such a chip on my shoulder today,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man, you're
feeling... You're flying too close to the sun.
Yeah, dude.
I think.
You're getting a little too aggressive over here.
I'm not going to get burned, though, bro. Come on.
We'll see. That just means... The more you talk, it means the more we have to do.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Hang on. The only one that does contend with that, though, and we'll give them credit, El Show RSL.
Well, but that's our sister show, so it's,
you know. Yeah, they do a lot of good video work, a lot of good video interviews. All right, let's talk about the match. Alex, you were at the match,
both matches.
Have we done an episode since the... No,
that's where we're really lacking, is our consistency.
We're the best, but we don't put content out. No,
that video took a lot out of us.
Yeah, no, we did put an episode out. We did.
You were at training with Tom.
We went to training with Tom Hackett. Bless his heart, his Australian heart. He's such a nice guy. We went out and talked to Tony Beltran, Pablo Mastroeni, Jasper Laufelsend,
my current favorite player, by the way,
Aaron Herrera. If you haven't checked out that episode, go back and listen to it. If you need to, like, if you're looking for the best part of the episode. Just go to like minute 30 when we start talking to Jasper because he's got a cool story. Like he thought his soccer career was over and then he just put his name into the bucket and voila, he's playing Major League Soccer.
Starting. We should get him on the show.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
I think he'd come.
Yeah, great midfielder, German, very nice guy. But yeah, that episode is out. So let's talk about the last match and it's not too much to talk about. It ended... In a 0-0 draw, we've all been celebrating, you know, 8 straight sellout home crowds. This is like the best start, I think, that I've been around for Real Salt Lake in a long time.
I think it might. We're inching closer and closer to the best start.
With everything into account, so not only like the play on the field, the ownership, what they're doing at the stadium, what do they call it in FIFA, dude, with your whole squad? Chemistry. There it is. The chemistry is hot with Real Salt Lake. We didn't get the result that we all wanted or anticipated against Columbus Crew. But what did you guys think? Alex, let's start with you. You were in the box. What did you see? What did you like? What did you dislike?
It was a weird game. It just... Sitting there in the box and like from the second the first whistle blew, I just felt off. Like, it just felt like a weird game. Like, RSL probably wasn't playing their best. I don't know. I think Jasper Lofelsen, since we're on the topic of him, was easily the best player out there. But it just, something on the attack was missing. I don't know if the players came out thinking too much about, you know, if they won, they would have been in first. I don't know if the players came out thinking too much about that. But it just kind of, the play that we saw on the field just wasn't what we've been used to seeing from Real Salt Lake in the last 3-4 weeks. And so it was just weird. It just felt kind of super off just seeing them off. Luckily we drew. Luckily we're still undefeated at home. But to me, it just wasn't the best RSL soccer.
It was absolutely a snooze, man. The last 7 minutes or so, we looked really dangerous. I don't know where the urgency came from. Maybe realizing, you know, we're in the final 10 minutes and it's 0-0. I would have liked to see some of that urgency in a lot more of the match. Defensively, though, stout again. We're looking solid in the back. Midfield, you know, the midfield two of Lofelsen and Ruiz, looking solid. You know, I'm really kind of curious, though, with the attack. We look clueless, man. When are we going to see Kay get a chance now? That's what I'm looking at. Woods out. Bring Kay on the bench. Maybe start him a game or two over Rubin. No, nothing against Rubin, but, like, try something different at this point. Because if we have another game like Columbus against a better team, we're going to get trashed. So
I will give credit, though, to Pedro Santos, who's the left back for Columbus.
Dude, he was all over the place.
Not only was he all over the place, but he shut down Savarino all game, dude. Savarino barely got the ball in that match, and I think that's what lacked a lot, too, on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, and he was completely on an island when he did get the ball, too. I will give credit to Columbus, though, because, you know, what they may be lacking in talent, right, missing some key attackers, they really came in and muddied the game up. They didn't allow RSL to play their style, whatever their style may be right now, because it's hard to identify. But, you know, there are a lot of fouls, you know, a lot of off-the-ball things. So Columbus really came in and just made it a dirty game. And, of course, it's the referee's first match ever, so you're getting uber irritated with him being soft on the whistle. It did feel a little unfair at times, but overall, he did okay for his first game, but yeah, it was a pretty bad result, honestly.
Yeah, pretty bad. You know, on paper, 52% possession for Real Salt Lake, 48% for Columbus Crew, 11 shots for RSL, with I believe it was 2 shots saved by the goalkeeper to Columbus's 6 shots with 4 saves for McMath. Mm-hmm. The most notable play that I think, I mean, there were plenty of opportunities. We had Justin Glad's header.
Yeah, right at the first half.
That went just wide. Ruiz's, unlucky.
Ruiz's bomb from 45 out, just wide.
Yep.
Miram shot, a great save from Room.
And then we also had, there's an opportunity from Sergio Cordova going one-on-one with the keeper. He attempted to just kind of flick it over the keeper, but, you know, goalkeeper was just on.
Right.
So, I mean, when you look at it that way, out of those 4 opportunities, I mean, it could have easily been a 2-0 result or even a 3-0 result.
I mean, it could have been. It was inches away from 4 goals.
Yeah.
Same could be said for Columbus, though. That chip that Santos attempted had McMath, you know.
I don't think he was expecting that
no,
at all.
No, and he barely got a fingertip to it, which I'm putting it off the post. Yep. So, like, that was real close to being a stunner. And honestly, crucify me for this, kind of wish it went in.
Just to put it, like, put a little pressure on
RSL, make us attack a little harder, right? Push the game.
Yeah, I mean, it just did seem like a different RSL than what we're used to. And I think, you know, at the moment we're kind of, you know, spoiled, right? Like, there's conversations about supporter shield and, you know, highest points in the league, sitting in the second. Or we were in second. I haven't looked at
the table
yet.
Austin ended up tying.
So it's just a product that we're not used to. But I know that we do this a lot on the show where we say, "Hey, this felt like a loss." I think to some of you in the room, it might feel like a loss. But I think that if this is RSL's quote unquote like worst performance from like the last stretch that we've had,
I'd say Vancouver was worse for me.
Yeah, I would say that this is just not one of those games. I mean, yeah, it's a 0-0 result at home. You want to win at home. but where you have a team that's just not clicking, not playing like what, you know, what we're used to seeing, like Alex had mentioned. I feel like a 0-0 result, I'll take that all day over a 1-0 loss at home.
Sure.
And I mean, definitely too, with, I mean, RSL just this season seems like the type of team that's been kind of playing down to their opponents sometimes. And I think Saturday was a big example of that. It's just something that happens in the world of soccer. I don't know why, but when a team, sometimes teams will step out there and they'll play to the level of the opponent, where I think RSL should have gone out and, like Josh said, came out with a lot more energy, especially being at home, but they just looked flat.
Yeah. Flat-footed. Not too impressed. I mean, it just wasn't anything.
There's just nothing connecting.
Yeah, but you know, I agree with what you said about Lofelsund. I mean, I'm out there shooting with my camera, and like he's on the ball, and I'm like, come on, Jasper, like come on. And there were some opportunities where, at least from where I was at, it's like, you know, your gut instinct wants to say like, take a shot, shoot it, right? Mm-hmm. How far out is he actually, and how many defenders are between him and the ball? Sometimes I can't tell when, like, you're right, so close with a camera zoomed in. But
you want to just see a rocket, you know?
Yeah. Jasper's showing a lot of promise, man. I mean, just to adapt that quickly and play with, you know, basically on that caliber and be playing MLS this quickly and adapting. And then also, like I said, I know I've said adapting and molding and all that, but he just seems like an integral player already this early in the stage. Where it's like you didn't really see that in the beginning from, like, let's say, you know, different positions. But, like, when we threw Brody in, there was no confidence in Brody.
Right.
Right?
But, like, you see Lofelsund starting, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I mean, that's, you know, needle in a haystack, right? And I'm sure a lot of things have lined up to make it happen, right? Like, solid locker room support, you know, good coaching on top of a good player with a high, you know, he has a high engine. Guy doesn't stop. So I think there's just, like, the perfect storm for him. You wonder what would happen, say we do sign a six and he's no longer the starter, like what happens to his career then, right? Does he regress a little bit? Or is he gonna have like a Schmidt syndrome where he has like he's on a good run of games, but when that run starts to struggle, right, how does he respond? So, you know, it's the jury's still out on Jasper, right? But right now he's my favorite player to watch on RSL.
And I think a lot of people forget that he wasn't supposed to be playing with the first team.
Yeah, he initially signed for the Monarchs, yeah, and then we were going, oh, crap.
He was supposed
to
spend the season with the Monarchs, and I think Tony Beltran mentioned that in the last episode. He got his opportunity because of the injury crisis that RSL had at the beginning of the year.
And he took that opportunity, man. Oh, yeah. And
he ran with it.
Yep, it's very absolutely impressive.
He's chasing a dream right now.
Literally.
He's chasing a dream right now.
Yeah, there was there's so much content in the last episode of the RSL show specifically around Lofelsund, but yeah, you're right. Beltran was commenting on his moves from the Monarchs up to Real Salt Lake, injury prone, and even Lofelsund kind of mentions that in the interview that we have with him, where it's like, you know, you don't want to see injuries, but when you see an injury happen, you can't help but think like, okay, this is my opportunity. You gotta, you know, take it. So, yeah, really, really cool stuff from him. I'm excited. But, yeah, 0-0 result. You know, one thing that I wanted to talk about to you guys real quickly. So, remember, like, the sentiment where everybody was just pissed off because defenders were scoring goals? Yeah. And then, like, you know, the 2-0 result before the Columbus Crew game, Marcelo Silva, you know, gets that goal. You know, wearing the captain's armband, you know, it's crazy, like, just to see, like, his evolution within this season, really.
Well,
because
I mean, we were just literally saying in preseason, like, if we sold him or moved him on, we would have been fine with it. And now I'm like, well, damn, I'm glad we didn't. You know what I mean?
A lot of chatter about, you know, him being, you know, lazy or distracted or just like not the guy. So we do this all the time on the RSL show. We try to keep it real. We talked a lot of shit on defenders.
Yeah, and I
scoring goals.
Yeah, and
but now
stand by it.
I love it.
No, I'm absolutely fine with it. I was never mad at defenders scoring. They can score all day long, it's but you still want your forwards to score too.
Yeah,
which they're not really.
Now one thing to kind of point out, and we're gonna do this probably all show because we didn't podcast after the 2-0 win. Jefferson Severino comes back.
Dude, that goal is filthy,
and gets one of the best goals
filthy
that we've seen out of a forward in how long? Probably since the Rubio bicycle kick.
Yes, a year.
Yeah, maybe.
And that was also against San Jose.
Yeah.
Can we just play San Jose a lot?
Yep. So what are your thoughts there? I mean, obviously coming in, having an instant impact. You said it. He got shut out by Columbus's Cruz defender. But what do you think, man? Is he showing promise? Like, are you excited to have Severino? Is he living up to the hype?
I think he's a much better player than what he left, than when he left, I should say. Yeah, he's come back. Obviously, like, he's learned. You can see kind of the moves and the skill and the energy that he's learned in Brazil, and he's bringing it back. And we've already seen it through the first couple games. That new energy and what he's going to bring to that that wing. Severino, I think right now is with Krylak out. I think he's going to be the one who's going to be running this offense, and I think he's going to be the one kind of the face of this franchise for right now. And you can just the way he's playing, I think he absolutely deserves it.
Yeah. What about you, Isaac? What you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think Severino got a lot better in Brazil. Last match, I couldn't really say anything just because I didn't really notice him last match. But again, he was getting really...
Yeah, he didn't get enough balls.
Yeah. What about you, Josh? So you're still salty? No, I'm just kidding. You weren't salty on Severino.
No, I'm pumped. He looks great. I'm a little worried we're going to over rely on him.
Yeah, just like Alex said, like the face of the franchise, right?
Yeah, well, not even the face of the franchise, right? Like, you can be the face, you can be on the tickets, but like, you don't want your offense to only go through him,
because
like,
he needs support.
Yep.
Well, so, I mean, that's how it was like his last stretch with us.
That's my only worry. I want to see other guys really step up and contribute some more, which I think we'll see. I think if someone comes in, some money spent on an attacker along with Severino, I think that will help alleviate the pressure, so to speak. But you know,
someone
who's
like,
to say if that happens?
Someone like Gareth Bale?
Dude, you want to get into MLS conspiracies, man.
You know what? I mean, that one's a confusing one, dude.
How is he not a DP?
Obviously, like, one of the greatest players. I mean, Gareth Bale, for me, you know, I know he's had a lot of success, but I remember he was just kind of like the second behind, you know, Ronaldo at Real Madrid.
Oh, yeah, his Real Madrid days are not
so
that great if we really talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, they don't love him there.
No, so
he
that's...
He didn't play a lot either, so...
That's kind of how I see it, but when you kind of put him in that conversation, like you just mentioned, how is he not a DP? It's absolutely right. It's a world-renowned name. Even with whatever perception you have of him,
he is still a top tier player.
Yeah. So it's absolutely crazy that LAFC is pulling moves like this.
Him and Chiellini.
Yes.
Neither are DPs. I understand Chiellini because he's old, but Bale is not.
And there's been praise, right? There's praise like from, you know, probably fans on that side or just people saying like, oh, these guys, you know, they know how to work the deals and they know how to.
I want to see the numbers.
Yeah.
I want to see the breakdown, right?
It's like, it's a little insane, man.
It's probably the Apple money already taking effect.
Already.
It's something, man. Because they have room for, what, another one or two DPs?
They have room for another DP. Like, I have no idea how they were able to sign Bale and Chiellini on TAM deals.
They just get
and
like,
stay under the salary cap. Like, yeah, that makes no
like
sense.
Sergio
to me.
Aguero next or something.
Right.
It's insanity, man. And I just don't know. I don't know if it's fair at this point. The league kind of points towards fairness, but it's like LAFC, like the last signings, it's if you're a fan.
You're re-signing Vela. You have all these other guys.
If you're a fan, it's like a dream. It's crazy because we haven't, you know, here at Real Salt Lake, like, one of the biggest names that was like linked to us was Landon Donovan for a minute, and like that's
out
not
of
even
retirement.
Yeah, and that's not even it's not even on the same,
same scale no,
at all. So it just kind of makes you question and makes you think. And I think we're just seeing like the evolution of MLS just kind of going just in the path of every other you know, soccer league or even like professional sports team where it's like, dude, you're just building or you're buying like this, you know, crazy franchise to come in and win you trophies. So I don't know, man. I it's a little exciting in the same sense where maybe Real Salt Lake can pull something like that. If we can, you know, LA Galaxy, if they were able to pull Zlatan, great. But you know, we don't have the appeal of Los Angeles yet.
No, and we never will. And I'm totally fine with finding really good players that don't have the household name value. I think that's more impressive for a scouting department, for a front office, etc., to go find a guy that's almost as good as Bale, but isn't Gareth Bale, right? And way cheaper. So it's
yeah. And we've seen it. I'll admit, Chicharito comes here, gets shut down.
It's not very often that it actually really works out. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
There's a few instances of guys that really made a difference.
Who are some big names that came out and just kind of like fizzled out?
Pirlo.
Pirlo, that's crazy because that's like the first place that my mind goes to.
Gerrard.
Oh my God, Lampard. Gerrard was bad, Lampard. Bro. Lampard wasn't the greatest.
I think that whole generation of DPs, like in those couple years, they just kind of came and
left.
Didn't do much. They got their paychecks. They got their paychecks, and then they were like, "All right, cool."
Yeah.
So I mean, it's, you know, I get that kind of like whenever I see a team sign a big DP, I'm like, okay, like I hope it works for you. Like Robbie Keane obviously worked, David Beckham worked, Thierry Henry worked, Zlatan obviously worked, but like a lot of those guys still didn't get a cup.
Robbie Keane,
dude, I loved that. He's probably my favorite non-RSL player to ever play in the league.
Top three MLS celebrations,
dude. Yes.
Do you know the Robbie Keane celebration?
I'm trying to remember it, and I can't.
Kyle Beckerman mocked him once after scoring against LA. It was so good.
It's because you were 5 years old.
I'm trying to remember it, and I can't remember.
It's the guns.
He does. Oh, okay. Doesn't he kind of do like a barrel roll into
kinda,
it?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and yeah, yeah.
Shooting.
Yep. Yeah. What a legend, man. Dude, so Keane and Donovan and Beckham. Whoo! Dude, when they – bro. Dirt. Bro.
That was a dynasty.
If you could go back
– Yeah, the RSL used to give them fits.
Oh, I know.
Bro. Those were the days, man. Remember we used to sit North Goal? Did we go to the matches together at that time? I remember seeing...
Sat in the North.
I sat in the North Goal with Mitch, and I think Andy Williams took a free kick against LA Galaxy, and it was like a late goal to give us the lead or just to seal the game. Like, it could have been like a 2-1 we took the lead or a 3-1, but it was late. And that place erupted, dude. And me and Mitch, like, we like jumped into each other's arms. And it was funny because like we weren't even like crazy RSL fans at that point.
You're feeling it. You're feeling the atmosphere.
But it was insane, dude. One of the best nights, man.
One of the best games I've ever been to was in LA, and it was RSL versus Galaxy, obviously.
And was I there with you?
No. It was me. No, you were. It was when me and Bean went down with Jake.
Okay.
And that game, dude, it was like 3-2, but RSL won it late. Robbie Keane scored some bangers. It was just it was a good night.
Yeah. That's a good conversation, man. I think my favorite away match was Portland Beckerbaum.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. That was a fun time. Anyways. What have you gone to an away match?
No,
never
the
been
only,
to an away
the only
match.
RSL games
like
just here. Colorado for me.
Yeah, Isaac's road tripped a few times up to Colorado, which is cool.
I need to get out more.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
we need to do some away games. I haven't been to one in a minute. I'm itching to go.
Yeah,
we'll go to a Portland game. That sounds fun.
Portland is actually a lot of fun. Dude, I have the worst memory, man. Like, when we were conjuring memories, like, I totally forgot that I was there for, like, the MLS playoffs at Seattle, the PKs when they won. Forgot that I was in Portland when Portland won, but still.
Because you were there working.
Yeah, but still an amazing time. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Just got rained and dumped on. Okay.
You've been to – didn't you go to SKC? For the final in 13?
No, I said I wanted to.
Okay.
But I couldn't because I was 13.
My old age misremembering things.
I wanted to.
Well, you need to talk to your buddy Joe Rogan and get us on
some Alpha Brain.
Alpha Brain.
You ever used Alpha Brain, by the way?
No. Does it work?
When I started my new job, I'd used it like consistently, and it was quite interesting.
Really?
Weird dreams, though.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Very weird dreams.
Yeah, because he like sneaks DMT in there or something.
I wish.
Yeah. What other news? Okay, some news real quickly. We just ran this on TV not too long ago. We are recording at the KSL broadcast house, by the way. Thanks, KSL Sports. David Blitzer, I think he just became a 25% part owner of the Cleveland Guardians.
Dude, he just wants all the sports teams.
The Major League Baseball team out there. Formerly the Cleveland Indians.
I wish I had billions of dollars.
Yeah, so David Blitzer still making runs, making a lot of, I guess, cool choices, but maybe some concerning choices too. But I guess, I don't know, man. It's really weird. From what I don't know how, you know, deep these meetings go or how often. you know, the leadership at Real Salt Lake, like, you know, talks to David or Ryan Smith or anything like that. I don't know.
We're not, you most we're not in those meetings. Or like Blitzer's right-hand man.
Something.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the concern has been kind of put to ease because I do feel like the people who are here in Salt Lake City in Utah, specifically with the club, are getting a lot of say in how the club is ran, how it's being presented, right, as far as like game day, all of the decisions, at least that we know of with, you know, Thomas Warren and merchandise, that hasn't really changed. Right. No one's come in and said, hey, you guys have got to do this, you know, do it this specific way or this specific color palette or anything like that.
Yeah, it definitely seems like they're just letting the guys do what they've been doing, which is great.
Which is good. I mean, you're doing something right. 8 straight sellouts. A lot of controversy online, too, from a lot of you bored RSL fans saying that – or – okay, hang on. Wait, let's take a vote because I want to know what you guys think.
Okay.
The sellout stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We see it on TV. We see empty seats.
Yeah, people just don't show up to games, but they purchase the ticket.
So what about –
so no one else can purchase that ticket, hence it is sold out.
So what do you think about the, like, the scan rates and stuff? Should the should the club come out and kind of justify scan rates and say
– I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, like people just sometimes don't show up. Stuff comes up. Sometimes they stand at the top of a section. Like I don't really think it matters. Tickets sold or tickets sold. It's money in the pocket of the club. Carry on.
What do you think, Alex?
Same thing. If you're – if you're advertising the sellout, it's because you've sold that many tickets. Like it does. If fans choose not to show up, that's on them. You know, either way, those tickets have been sold. Either way, that ticket money is hopefully going to the club and being put into good use. So advertise those sellouts, man. The tickets already sold.
Isaac,
yeah, I think people are just bored. You know,
it's a weird thing.
It's
to get
a weird
grumpy
thing
about.
To be mad about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like I don't know, you're watching TV and like. 3 seats are empty, like they're probably taking a piss. You know what I mean?
Something.
it's a weird thing to get like huffy about.
They're getting concessions.
Yeah, like I don't see the concern.
The I mean I think we saw it more so in the beginning of the sellouts where it was like, I mean,
well,
you couldn't deny
it started to rain and everyone left.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But the tickets were still sold. You know what I mean?
I mean, I wonder what percentage of seats are actually like not, you know, butts in seats.
I'm just, dude,
doesn't matter.
As a season ticket holder, when I was one, I'm not anymore, sue me. There were plenty of games that I was like, you know what? It's hot. I'm tired. I just got off work. I don't want to go. And couldn't find anyone to send to the game. Like, it happens. People they have lives and things come up and they just don't show up.
Yeah. Also, if you guys, you know, we do a lot of ticket giveaways. We did one this last match. We did a 4-ticket VIP giveaway. That included South Lot parking and all-you-can-eat food. It was in the Zions Bank Club, whatever they call it. So shout out to the people who had won that. Thanks for posting and sharing and letting us know that you guys went there.
Blowing our phones up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. shout out to that was from our friend David at First Touch Consulting, by the way. He's a big fan of the RSL. He's a big fan of me, dude. He thinks I'm incredible.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't really get it, but...
It's weird. Yeah. On a different note, if you guys do have tickets that you guys want to either give away, like let's say you're in this situation where you want to go to the match and you're not going to be able to make it, leverage the RSL show. I mean, literally just send us a DM and say, hey, I can't make this game. I don't really want money for them. Here you go, whatever. We do that all the time. We'll repurpose those tickets to fans who do want to go or maybe bring some people. Don't let the tickets go to waste.
Yeah, even if you do want to sell them and need to get more eyes on it, we'll throw out a retweet. You know, just, yeah, get them out there. Get people to the game. Get them experiencing the fun.
Yep, exactly. So I think that's pretty much it. I mean, MLS news.
Aaron Herrera re-signed.
Oh, yeah. Let's not skip that.
Yeah.
So Aaron Herrera, this is just purely off of memory. Aaron Herrera, contract extension through 2024 with an option to extend
2025
and 26.
Yeah, 2 more years.
Yep, 2 more years. I don't know the dollar amount on the contract. We did interview Herrera, and he actually did. So he said some interesting things. He's like, yeah, you know, just because I signed a contract, you know, doesn't mean like I'm really locked in here. I'd love to go play in Europe.
It's
going to
bring up my point. I'm hoping that us locking him up for a few years means we can actually sell him instead of him waiting till he's a free agent and moving on.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be the best, right?
I really want to see us sell a player to Europe, and I really want it to be Aaron Herrera. Even though I love watching him play for RSL, I want to see it happen.
Yeah, I think it's his time. How old is he?
23? 24? Something. I have no idea.
Something. I mean, he's
really getting to where he needs to go, or he's here forever, though.
Yeah, because he is in his prime, I would say.
Yeah, he's at the point where he's going to be too old for Europe here very soon.
25.
Oh, he's very close to that point. Same age as Glad then, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Justin Glad's time's up, though.
No, Glad is here for life.
Yeah, I think Glad's here forever.
He's our new Nat Borchers, huh?
Yeah, hopefully he just doesn't, go sign for Portland and win an MLS Cup. And
yeah, I could see. I mean, it's so weird how, dude, it's so weird how these kids evolved and, like, now they're the faces of RSL.
Right. All old and tattooed and things. And you're just like, oh, man.
Yeah. Glad's just taking off his shirt any chance he gets.
Wild.
It's true.
What do you think about it?
What?
Maddie can't do it.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't do it either.
What do you think about Herrera wanting to go play for Guatemala?
Guatemala.
Do you say Herrera?
Yeah.
Oh, with the whole national team change? I mean, why not, dude?
I say go for it, dude. Obviously, Berhalter has no interest in you, which is strange. So I say do it. Go get some international experience. Have fun.
That's the same thing I said on El Show RSL the other day. Is if it's obvious Berhalter he's not in Berhalter's plans, and his goal is to play international football.
Now's the time.
It's Guatemala's opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's gonna happen.
Yeah. I think so, especially now with Rubin.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Having just someone on that it helps. Helps a lot. Yeah, and so I could definitely see him making that switch here.
Yeah, it's gonna make you more comfortable. I don't know if Herrera is a native Spanish speaker. I was told that he can talk a little bit. Nothing? No, you're shaking your head.
Not really. No,
that's okay.
He can talk a little bit, and but I remember he came on El Show RSL before I was even on there, and they just translated the whole interview because he couldn't.
He could do enough to get through a training session.
Yeah.
It's fine. Go do it. How many guys on the U.S. national team can't speak English? A handful.
Yeah, just a handful.
Dual nationals. It happens.
Exactly. So, I mean, just interesting stuff. We're seeing it. We're seeing a lot of stuff develop with Real Salt Lake, just like next moves. And everything just seems to kind of be pointing towards the future. But from Pablo's conversations, just about the team morale. And, it sounds like we've got a lot of leaders inside the locker room right now, which Definitely. Is good. And that's kind of funny because it's true, man. I can't really pinpoint one true leader. Okay, Demir Krajicek, obviously, but with his absence, surgeries, who do you look to as, like, the next, like, solid foundation, solid piece? Is it Marcelo Silva? He wears the captain arms band, but I don't think so.
He's already solidified him as a solid piece in the spine, right? You're looking for the next guy no one would expect.
Laufelsund.
Yep. Dark horse, Jasper. If he can continue on this trajectory and, if we do sign Cuellar, not lose his confidence, because obviously he's going to come in and be the closer and probably still get minutes anyway, like I could definitely make a real name for himself.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. So, let's see. A lot of, a lot of movement in Major League Soccer schedule. We've got a few matches coming up Wednesday, Thursday, so we can see a lot of changes in the table with, teams earning points moving up or down.
We could drop the seventh real quickly.
And another thing that I wanted to mention, too, amidst all of that, when do we have our next match? That's actually
Saturday.
Sunday.
Saturday.
It's Sunday.
We play on Sunday at Minnesota.
I say it's away. Yeah, because mm-hmm. there's no way it's home.
That's right. July 3rd, 6 p.m. So, that's kind of one that
I don't know how I feel about that one.
That's a winnable game, but that's a hard game.
Feels like Vancouver.
Yeah, Minnesota loves to beat up on us in Minnesota. So
yeah, so that'll be a tough one.
Don't be shocked to lose.
Yeah, it'll be a tough one. And we'll have to see just kind of what updates we have here with, any injuries. Miram coming off a little bit early. Do you think that was just tired legs?
Hopefully it's precautionary, man.
Yeah.
The one I'm concerned about is Wood, dude. Like, another surgery just as he was kind of finding form. Like, got to be concerned about man's career. And no knock on Rubin or Wood, but really hope we can get a good 9 or 10, like a really good one here soon.
Yeah.
Please. Please.
Yeah.
I don't know about 10. Have you guys seen, did you guys watch any of Diego Luna's?
Oh, yeah, highlights? Yeah. I can't believe I forgot about that. So not a 10, but a 9 would be cool.
Diego Luna has crazy potential. Dude, he's just watching, I have good. Not, I did not like watch him play at all with like El Paso. But this, I don't, if you guys haven't seen it yet, like go check out the U20 tournament because Diego Luna is killing it.
I know the competition's not great, but
regardless,
I don't
like,
care. He looks good.
He's doing fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited for him to bring that here.
I think that kid was signed purely to sell.
Yeah.
I really do. And I'm fine with it because I think he's going to kill it very for two smart. Years and be gone.
Very smart on RSL's part to get snatch him up before this tournament.
Yeah,
though, because
only
I think if teams are looking at him now, like
El Paso would have
after the performances that he's put on in the U20 tournament, like his value is going up. Yep.
Yeah, I saw something on Twitter that he took a corner with the left and then took a penalty with his right.
Bunch of assists outside of the foot. Just kid's good, dude.
Kid's a baller.
Yeah. And I love his tattoos.
Yeah. Who did he played with Barcelona for a little bit, right? Like in their
like
U,
the Barcelona Academy.
Like the Barcelona Academy. That's what
which,
I meant. Yeah.
In Casa Grande, which used to be the RSL Academy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yep.
Cool. Well, yeah, a lot of MLS matches happening on Wednesday and Thursday. You guys can tune into those. Just pay attention to the league. It'll be interesting to see, like you said, if we fall some spots, but I'm not worried.
If we do, we just pick up a win Sunday and we're right back up there. So yeah. It's a congested Western Conference just like it is every year. You know, every loss is going to hurt. Every draw is going to be okay. Wins are going to be great, so we just have to stay consistent. Next four games are against teams below the playoff line, so we really need to come out with 9 points, I'm going to say. The three at home, we need 9 points.
I think with the way the season's been going and just kind of where RSL is at right now, I think anything less than a top four spot is bad.
Yeah,
It's a letdown for the end of the season. I think Rouse Lake is in prime position to have a home playoff match.
I think so, too.
And I think that should be the goal.
Same.
Yeah.
That should be the expectation.
Do you remember in the beginning of the season what 14th. I said?
No, what did you say?
I said, Real Salt Lake season, the last season prior to this one. Horrible start, but then we finished strong. We made.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you were saying we were going to start strong, finish horrible.
So I hope that doesn't come into fruition.
Yeah, me too, the more important part of the year is the end of the season where, you know, the playoff standings kind of align. So
yeah,
hopefully we don't drop off anytime soon or not drop off in the playoffs. So we'll see. Time will tell, really.
Yeah. Philadelphia versus NYCFC. Did you guys see
the trainer, dude?
What a game.
I love the trainer.
You look like the trainer a little bit, actually.
So I look like any white dude with a beard and short hair.
And tattoos.
Got it.
Yeah.
Generalize me a little more, Andy.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, man, but it was just a scuffle, dude.
I loved it.
Scuffle.
What a game. Did you watch
Scrap
the whole game?
Away.
No. No. I low-key like New York City FC. Just with like the relationship with
you're just a Cooligans fan,
Manchester
so like
City,
them.
The color scheme's pretty dope. A big fan of Tati Castellanos. Still a solid team in my opinion. But yeah, no, I didn't watch it.
That game was incredible.
Yeah,
the fights, the goals, the style of play, the way they played. Ugh.
Dude,
it was a beautiful game.
There's like photos of like the Philadelphia Union like flipping off the fans.
Yep. Some called Steve Austin photo.
Yep, so good.
Yeah,
I would love that from like Everton. I would print that and put it above my fireplace.
Yeah, you know the cool thing is, it's just with growth, right? It's the Union and NYCFC have. I mean, they contended each other in the playoffs last year. So there's. I feel like those rivalries are just kind of forming naturally, and with the league just kind of, you know, what it is for where it is, it's just bringing out that whole different side of passion. You have players leaving the field, flipping off the opposing fans, dude. Like,
dude, we got John Bush to flip us off on TV once, and he got fined.
Yeah, we haven't seen that in a minute. Oh, I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of fines. I'm interested to know what's gonna happen to the trainer.
He's probably have a suspension and talking to from his boss.
Get a nice little fine too.
Yeah, but no, I mean he's fine. He's probably getting all the praise in the locker room.
Well, hopefully he doesn't get
boys.
Hopefully he doesn't get fined. Like
team will pay it, dude.
Some crazy
the team
number.
Will pay it.
yeah, that's pretty much it. Let's see, Real Salt Lake. Any other news? Anything around staff? players news.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I wish they would make a statement on Roe v. Wade. That's all I'm going to say, though.
Okay. I
just wish they'd say something.
I'm on your team.
Thank you.
The other thing with that, too, not specifically that, I will say that it is getting impossible and more difficult to find parking at Rio Tinto for the games.
Even when you have a parking pass for employee lots, they're full.
Let's go ahead and complain about that a little bit, actually.
I'm gonna.
When did the solar lot become the season ticket parking lot?
It's always been.
I think it started this year.
Yeah, but this year the permit started like 3 games in, I think.
Okay, so Real Salt Lake, you guys got to do like, you guys got to throw out some correspondence, something to make it easier for fans.
I'm sure they sent an email to the season ticket holders.
Well, I think you guys could do a better job. Well, okay, that's the problem.
If they're sending season ticket holders.
Exactly.
They need to put a sign on 90th there that says lot is permit only or something.
Yeah, general parking, like just a better plan, because it was just a total mess. I mean, even, you know, the Stevenson Sylvester trying to get him
parked anywhere was
Was crazy. I mean, it's cool. It's great to see, and I know there's a lot of plans from the transit area and all that, but holy smokes, like, they got to get that under control, the whole parking situation. Because let's face it, a lot of fans, they don't want to ride the bus. I'm sorry.
I don't. I want to get there when I get there.
Like, I don't care if the track station dropped me off literally in the front door of my house, I would not take it.
Oh, I would. If it dropped me off right at the front of the stadium and I could walk straight in, then I would definitely do it.
Okay, but I would take it.
Buses are different for me.
Yeah, but you guys, just RSL, figure it out.
Put a sign on 90th.
Yeah, but if that's the thing that we're complaining about and the only thing we're complaining about,
yeah,
it's not a bad thing.
You can complain about the pyro going off every game for no reason behind the goal.
Yeah, that's...
Every time there's like a shot on goal.
Any time the ball hits the net, dude, that thing goes off.
Yeah. I wonder if it's automated.
It has to be.
Because I don't see anybody like sitting there.
Dan's just like, watch this.
Yeah, somebody. Cool. All right, that's pretty much it. Oh, shout out all the RSL interns real quick that I've met. Shooting photos, videos, walking around making TikToks. Good for you guys. It's been really cool to meet a few of those people.
It's wild actually seeing like the employees there get help.
Yeah, actual people.
Yeah.
Bodies.
Yeah.
Isaac, how was your... So in case you guys didn't see our post, I was quoted, baby shot his first RSL game, and it's Isaac with his camera. What'd you think, dude? How was that experience, your first one?
It was really fun. The game was kind of boring. I do want to say one thing, though. A lot of you fans are ruthless. The things I hear and,
yes, sir,
and the places where I don't expect to hear it is insane. That poor goalkeeper.
Oh, dude, goalkeepers get it the worst.
Yeah.
I love it.
I never felt bad for somebody in my life.
Until now?
Well, MLS.
Let me... You know? Remind me to tell you about Will Hesmer before we leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Columbus Crew goalkeeper from back in the day.
Okay, I'll try to remember that name, but dude.
Ruthless. Wow.
Why do you think John Bush turned around and flipped off the crowd?
Yeah.
Ruthless.
Dude, the worst, though, for me, because I go and record everywhere, it was girls' championship high school soccer.
Yeah, ruthless, too.
The most ruthless crowd, bro. And it was coming from the girls, like, saying things about their boyfriend, who was Snapchatting who. Hey, your boyfriend was with me last night. Like, bro, it was insane, dude.
It's crazy how personal it gets.
Yeah. Anyways, it's a lot of fun. So you had fun.
Sports. Yeah, I did have fun. I hope I can do it again.
Yeah, I tasked Isaac with getting goals. I literally just put all the pressure on him. I said, get goals, get goals, get goals.
Okay.
And no goals happened.
Yeah.
So it's your fault.
No, yeah. It's not his fault.
No, all right, it's your fault.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the RSL show on KSL Sports. You can follow the RSL show on IG, Twitter. Alex is going to start doing dances on TikTok.
Apparently. And
no, we're not. And that's pretty much it. Go leave a review. Bebiendo, fumando y jodiendo, sigo vacilando de party todos los días. Cielo. Cielo. De rol es buen. Me vaya guapa.
desacatado.